Hello there, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrapped this fine Monday, August 4th, 2025. Let's start with some news in the financial advisory sector. An air of uncertainty hangs over the industry, with figures from the Financial Advisor Register indicating there has been a decline to a total of just 15,364 advisors nationwide. This is a significant decrease of 109 since the beginning of the year and a net loss of 163 in the past 12 months. This seemingly revolving door of advisors is not only increasing competition for talent among companies, but it's also limiting the availability of expert financial guidance, especially for clients associated with smaller firms. This transformative phase within the sector calls for a concentrated effort towards talent retention and development. Moving on to superannuation, Wilson Asset Management has proposed a progressive super surcharge and tax offset. It's a new strategic plan aiming to offer a fairer alternative to Labor's Division 296 superannuation tax changes. This proposal targets super balances exceeding our $3 million mark, with tax rates progressively increasing from 15% to 25% depending on the account balance. This won't affect the first $3 million, making it a welcome measure for long-term investors, supporting sectors such as startups and SMEs. If adopted, this could generate an impressive $2.4433 billion in revenue for our government, offering a real modern solution for Australia's superannuation, while evading the economic blowback that we've observed in other jurisdictions. In other news, Seniors First, our national brokerage firm, alerted us to the rising worry among our older Australians about the increasing complexities of reverse mortgages. Over the past year, they've seen a threefold increase in queries, largely due to misconceptions and rising cost of living. It's not surprising, given the over 150 distinct criteria that we've found across the top four Australian lenders' offerings. Here's a call out to stakeholders across our finance industry, particularly the specialized advisors. It's time to help demystify these non-uniform products and assist retirees navigate this complex landscape with more personalized guidance. Lastly, our insurance sector isn't sitting idle. The Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI for those in the know, will embark on an in-depth review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice. Scheduled to kick off on October 1st, this audit will be led by none other than Peter Kell, the former deputy chair of both ASIC and ACCC, and the findings are to be published by end of June next year. This endeavor serves to ensure continued trust, robustness, and relevance within the life insurance sector. Such evaluations should be done routinely to always keep an eye on providing the best for consumers. That wraps up today's update, bringing you the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management from around Australia. For more comprehensive insight into any of these stories, head on over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. See you tomorrow for another round of updates.